So this is Jeff Urbanchuk broadcasting from the Marriott Woorman Park in the last day of the ACEC Annual Convention and Legislative Summit. I'm joined now with by Ralph Christie, chair emeritus at Merrick & Company, and talking energy. Ralph, if you want to kind of give a brief bio of what you do and what you've done with ACEC, and kind of go from there.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I'm Ralph Christie. I'm a past chair of American Council of Engineering Companies. I'm also former CEO and chairman of Merrick & Company. Merrick's a mid-size, fully diversified engineering company based out of Colorado. We're an international firm. And I got very involved in ACEC because of our diversity, because ACEC is an organization that represents the business of the business, if you will. And because of our diversity, ACEC can help advocate for the work that we do on the private side, on the private sector side, as well as on the public sector side. And as you mentioned, on energy, a particular focus of our company is in energy, both in conventional energy and in renewable energy. And so I, because of that, raised my hand a few years ago and was selected to become the National Chair of the Energy and Environmental Committee for ACEC, and led that effort for 3 years in promoting all the things that engineers do for the good of society regarding energy development, energy production.
We've heard a lot about energy this week through the speakers who have been brought in. We had a futurist yesterday who talked about energy and made some bold predictions about the demise of the combustion engine and certain things, but then also talked about how, you know, really the Moore's Law and the doubling effect and reduction in price for solar energy, for other forms of renewables. How have you seen in the past, let's just say 5 years, the energy sector change, and how have you seen the industry respond to the change that is undergone?
Well, when I look at energy, Jeff, I look at it from two sides. I look at the demand side and I look at the supply side. So on the demand side of energy, a lot of things have been done from the standpoint of more energy efficient buildings, more sustainable buildings. And so that's one area certainly that's got a lot of traction, I would say, not just in the last 5 years, but particularly the last 10 years or so. On the supply side, what particularly has been a trend that's caught real attention here in this country, and that is the production, relatively economic production of natural gas. And so because of the fracking technology and so forth that's been developed, and frankly, I think caught some people by surprise a decade or so ago and how quickly that developed, and because of that, really has changed the landscape in the United States to the point where, you know, we're regarded as an exporter now. Mm-hmm. So that is a major shift.
As a Pennsylvanian, I know that by the Marcellus Shale and the production that's happened in the state and how quickly that took over, went from essentially speculation into full-scale production, and the market really matured fairly quickly when the companies got established and started producing.
That's correct. You know, someone once said, predicting the future is hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, as we talked about yesterday, looking into the future and how things might change on energy, albeit whether it's more conventional energy or moving from hydrocarbons into more renewables, certainly that's already beginning. Mm-hmm. I think the question will be the pace.
Yeah.
What is the pace? How quick will some of this shift happen? I think, as you mentioned, the surprise, even in natural gas, with how quickly that happened. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just see how quickly the conversion continues and accelerates potentially in on the solar side, as you mentioned, and particularly and also the wind side.
Now, I mean, one of the things that's a constant is that industry and technology and the people who specialize in that technology move much faster than government does. And one of the focuses, of course, this week is going up and meeting with members of the House and Senate to talk about energy issues, talk about infrastructure, talk about workforce development, and a whole host of other issues. Where do you think Congress is right now or relative to the industry in how they view all these developments?
Couple things. I view Jeff, ACEC is an organization where I've always felt that we advocate, we educate, and we collaborate. And so from an advocacy standpoint, and particularly talking to decision makers on the Hill and so forth, and I would suggest it's not just the legislative branch of the government, but it's also people that have influence on the regulatory side of the business. And so I think they are aware that the pace of energy change is coming. But frankly, I think, back to advocate, educate, I think educate needs to continue. And I think we need to make sure there's, as we develop legislation, as we develop regulation, it's smart legislation. It's smart regulation, and we keep pace appropriately.
And needing to be forward-looking and, to anticipate change. Do you think that the current regulatory model of rulemaking and just the structure where the regulatory agencies are promulgating rules and the legislature's working, do you think it's suited for right now? Do you think it's moving too slowly? Is it too cumbersome? Is there something that needs to be done to streamline that?
Well, I'm not a regulatory expert.
But neither am I.
my observation and experience, particularly I think over the last 2 to 3 years, is I do believe the regulation side has accelerated a little bit. I do think that there has been an understanding that things need to move a little bit quicker. Mm-hmm. We've got to remove some roadblocks and be reasonable about just what needs to be done from a regulatory standpoint. We've got to be safe. Engineers are always going to be concerned, and we want to design things that are not just environmentally sensitive, obviously, but also going to be safe for the public. Mm-hmm. And so we want to have a reasonable pace of regulations that aren't overburdensome, but at the same time, they protect our environment and they keep our people safe.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's where ACEC really plays a key role, because we are the, as you said, advocate and educate. We are the engineering industry. We represent the people, the firms that are doing this on a day-to-day basis, who are the experts and can provide a level of expertise and perspective that regulators, and especially legislators and their staffs, need to be able to be intelligent enough and educated enough about an issue to really address it full on.
They need engineers in the room. They particularly need engineers in the room as they start to craft language.
Mm-hmm.
And so they craft language that's appropriate from a technology standpoint. It's appropriate from an environmental and safety standpoint. They need us in the room.
Well, Ralph, I really appreciate you stopping by the podcasting booth. Again, this is a new thing that we're trying out this year, and we're trying to get a diverse cross-section of membership from different specializations to come down and talk about what they do and really their perspectives. Hopefully we'll be doing it throughout the year, so not just at the conference, but as things arise. So really appreciate your insight and expertise, and thank you very much for coming on.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Take care.